Hey, you're listening to Baseline and Boundaries, the Mindset Revolution. And in this season, we're hitting the reset. I'm Dr. Tamika Scott, your executive mindset coach, entrepreneur, and your go-to for real talk on what it actually takes to lead with confidence, clarity, and calmness in every room you step into. So if you are out here doing everything right, but still feel stuck, sometimes in self-doubt, second-guessing, or maybe just straight-up tired, well, this season is for you. Let's reset our mindsets and reclaim our power because the person you are becoming deserves it. Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back to Baseline and Boundaries, the Mindset Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Tamika Scott, and today we are talking about something we often try to compartmentalize, especially as leaders, and that's grief. Now, before you assume this is just a conversation about the death of a loved one, I want to pause you right here. Yes, that form of grief is very, very real and deeply impactful. But for the purposes of today, I want to focus on the grief of losing, who you thought you would be by now. The grief of walking away from a role you worked your butt off to earn, or outgrowing a relationship you stayed in out of loyalty, not love. What about the grief of releasing a version of you that once felt like safety? Because grief isn't always loud. Sometimes it shows up in our silence, in our disengagement, in our irritability. And for so many high-achieving, performing leaders, especially Black women, it shows up in our hustle. We try to outwork grief. We try to outlead it, or we just completely avoid it. But you can't lead from a place you won't give yourself permission to feel. Today, grief is the reset, a sacrificed invitation to growth, reimagination. All right, so let's break this down. I want to talk about the type of grief that many of us in our professional lives rarely name. That's the grief of identity. And that is who you used to be or who you thought you had to be. Or the grief of expectation, the timeline you created that no longer fits. What about the grief of performance? That's the need to be on even when you're unraveling in the inside. Or what about the grief of community? Losing closeness with people as your values shift or as you grow into rooms they don't recognize. See, when you're navigating this type of grief, one can be tempted to numb completely out or overfunction. But here's your reset. Grief is not a weakness and is not your weakness. It's simply a mirror of your growth. So one of the most powerful leadership practices you can develop is emotional fluency. Not to perform, not the performance of emotions, but the permission to feel, to name it, and to tend to your full human experience. You are allowed to lead and grieve. You're allowed to pause, not because you're broken, but because you're human. You don't need to perform strength. You are strength. And grief is one of your greatest teachers. So I want to leave you with this mindset reset prompt. I want you to ask yourself the question and reflect on it. The question is, what am I grieving that I haven't named out loud? And what part of me is growing because of it? Now, you don't have to share this with anyone, but I encourage you to write it down. Let's live outside of our bodies for a moment. That's how we start the healing process. It's how we lead through the grief. Because again, grief does not mean that you're failing. It means that you're feeling. It's like the Grinch who stole Christmas. He got a heart and it got bigger and bigger. That's what this is. And your ability to feel deeply is not a liability. Trust me, I know some liabilities. It's a perfect example of leadership. So if this episode spoke to you, I want to invite you to take a moment to pause. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe out clarity. Breathe out calmness. Breathe in your purpose. Because when everything around you is shifting, I want you to be able to come back to this episode and have that moment where you can hold space for yourself around grief and knowing it's a part of your journey and you have the resources and the tool that is needed to move through it and not around it. So until next time, be kind to yourself. Reset as often as you need. And remember, this idea, concept of a revolution, it starts in your mind. Grief is the reset. Okay, y'all, that's a wrap for today's reset. If this episode gave you something to think about, feel, or act on, then share it with a powerful person in your circle. If you want more, grab that reset kit if you haven't already. That's definitely your first step to leading with less self-doubt and more power. The link is in the show notes. And if you're ready for even more, the Confidence Reset Program, I've got a spot just for you. Until next time, lead boldly, rest often, drink plenty of water, because you're worth it. This is Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution with Dr. Tamika Scott.